you know, just really pleased to get it started. Have a game under our belt now. A lot of data to study on top of what we have been doing in training camp. But good to have a foundation. Pleased with the way our guys competed. Thought there was a lot of good play out of our starters and things to work on. Things to coach, which is always a positive thing. Young guys, we're very impressive. Colin Kaepernick, loved the way he finished the run. Nice to see Eric Bakhtiari get a couple sacks. Thought our young defensive lineman did a very nice job. Parrish Cox was around the ball quite a bit, as was nice to see Trent Robinson get his hands on the ball. I thought all the Stanford players really acquitted themselves very well on both sides. There's Owusu, Matt Malcifilo, Toby Gerhart, Corey Gatewood. It was neat to see those guys. Conrad Rowland doing well. Chase Beeler. And I think we came out. Fairly clean in the game, injury wise. So that was another positive. But overall, it was really good. And like I said, good data points to move forward with.
Did you like that you had a lot of different scenarios? You had the goal line scenarios, and you had two and a half type scenarios. Did you get a nice array of things to look at?
Also, thought we did. It was a good game for that. There was good situations in the ball game. I thought our guys handled them very well. For the most part, substitutions, formation-wise, both offensively and defensively in the special teams. I think we just had one time in the game where we had a guy running on late, things you see so often in the preseason. But no fumble snaps. Penalties were the false start variety. And some things to clean up there, but overall, I thought our guys did a good job. I thought they were on top of their business.
What was most encouraging on that opening touchdown drive, lasting 12 plays?
That 12 play drive, and there was a little bit of everything. Third downs, fourth downs. Brandon Jacobs, looked really light on his feet. Got the big run, was able to bounce it outside. Thought he did a great job. Kyle Williams, real solid night from Kyle. He was in a lot of situations offensively and in special teams. Thought he did very well. Ron Cartwright also. Kendall Hunter continues to build on what he's been doing all offseason. Really been happy with Kendall and the work that he's done and just the command that he has with the offense. And go out and play a real solid game was great. AJ Jenkins made the big catch on the sideline. Great throw from Colin, and a tremendous catch. And also we dropped a few balls. I think they were the not looking them in variety, and that's something to coach and improve on. But all those guys are. A lot of stories, a lot of guys, out there doing well, quitting themselves well. It was very, very good to see.
A few veterans rested. Were there
Frank, Justin, yeah. Mario? That was more of a right before the game decision that I made, and I think there was a Will Tuguafu. Was rested. There might have been a few others.
Any word on Alden?
We're still waiting. Preliminary looks like we'll be all right. Looks like we'll dodge a bullet there.
Jim, with you've seen of Alden today doing his running and all, does that give you new opportunities, new thoughts, maybe using him differently?
I don't want to use the word wildcat, but just
using him differently offensively?
Yeah, possibilities. Colin gives you that. Colin gives you possibilities.
What do you think of?
Yeah, he does, because he's got tremendous athletic ability and can operate really in the pocket or outside the pocket. And I thought he did that. All our quarterbacks really played well. I think that'll be a highlight. I think combined somewhere around 66% throwing the ball, moved the team, operated the team, working the delay of games, fumbled snaps. Those seem like basic things, but and they are. But above and beyond that too, I thought they were. I thought they played with real good poise, threw the ball accurately. Alex, Colin, Josh, and Scott Tolzien. I thought he did some really exceptional things. Made a great play on the hit. Got the strong safety blitz. Took it right in the teeth, and threw a pretty accurate ball there.
Who do you think had the best night out of all your quarterbacks?
Tough to compare. Seems like when you compare, somebody always gets diminished. But I thought they all played really well. All had big plays. All did their job. Did it very well.
You had on that opening drive, you had five wide receivers who were, in and out. Is that how you see that offense, working throughout the season? All those guys rotating in and getting a lot of snaps.
Yeah, that's the way we've been looking at it. From the start of training camp, that those guys would be doing that, and they're. You still try to find your best combinations, but think that they're all very talented and bring a lot to the table. Same with the running backs. Say the same thing there, and I thought that really showed tonight.
There was a play there on the opening drive where Alex go-ahead first, trying to get the first down. What's your reaction to the preseason opening, Alex?
Well, he's got to be. You got to play. You got to play as the aggressor. The aggressee is the one that usually doesn't fare so well in football. So, on one hand, I would have really liked to see a night where Alex wasn't touched at all. But understanding that he's got to play it the way he sees it, and be aggressive and do what he's born to do, do what he's trained to do, and that those kind of players are going to happen.
Brandon Jacobs had four first downs and four carries. You think that you looked like obviously you encouraged by him in the short yardage situations?
Very, very encouraged. Very happy with the way he's assimilated into the team. I can say that for all the new guys, whether they be rookies or free agent guys. It's always the first question. You're just human nature. You're trying to find out is. What's in another man's heart? Is he about us or is he about himself? And that's been a great group, from first year guys to 10 plus year guys, and I think they're it's been a good fit. And he certainly is one guy that really had a highlight night tonight. And very pleased with how he played.
Jim was attempting.
I think he was having a lot of fun too. I really do.
Was attempting to let those guys at the end try to punch it in?
Just the fact that that those guys are out there playing hard, and they want to score, they want to keep playing, but try to be elected to be prudent and not see anybody get hurt in the last three plays of the game when we don't have to. We just take a knee and the game's over. So chose that option.
Couple more.
You mentioned Bakhtiari as well. That's kind of a college, a very unique path, in the NFL. He's gone through a lot of adversity. You feel, particularly good for a guy like that, and has a guy like he did.
So many stories like that. I go through in my head, and that's makes you so excited to come out here and watch these games. And now you have data, and you watch these guys. Play their way, into a position to make the football team, and that's really neat. That's a wonderful thing about NFL, about preseason games, you know, about the opportunity to have 90 players on the roster, and that fires me up on a lot of levels. You know, what's good for us, what's good for these young men, and to a man, they did a great job, acquitted themselves really well, and now you got data, you got information, you got game film that you can go over and we can learn from and get better from.
Coach, what do you think of Parrish Cox's first game in almost a year? He sat out all last year and played pretty well tonight.
He sure did. Parrish Cox did a great job. I thought his coverage was excellent. Just in command of his movements and change of direction and in his eyes. You don't get around the ball as much as he did without, you know, really seeing and tracking the ball well. And that was real encouraging. I thought he played very well. Played well in special teams as well.
Well, Michael James missed a little time in mini camp and he had a lot of touches tonight, both the return game and the running game. How did you feel he played?
I thought he played really well. Was put in a lot of situations as a returner and got touches on the ball. I thought he blocked well in protection. But Chris Owusu, LaMichael, and Matt Masafila all kind of came late into the offseason due to school. So, I think, all three have done a real good job of getting up to speed and closing the gap in a lot of areas. So it was good. I thought he did great.
And you liked the fact that it was, the wind was whipping around. It wasn't easy to be back there catching a punt. Do you sort of like that? To see those guys put in that position where it's not going to be simple.
Yeah, that's a great observation, Matt. And that was the thing early, pregame was, you're looking at this and, okay, this is going to be hard for quarterbacks. This is going to be tough on the kickoff returners, but it's going to be especially rough on the punt returners. And watching the ball in pregame, moving, 10 to 15 yards in the air, knew that they would be the challenge player on those downs, even more so than always. It was good. All our guys that were back there made good, cool decisions and ran with the ball well in addition.
Coach,